Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. On my way down here to the studio, those yard signs are all over, and they're in our neighborhood as well.
Oh, yep, yep.
Welcome
yep.
to Food for Thought. Dixie here with my girl, Nakona, at the... And you're working all of the controls. You got us...
Yeah,
going.
Sometimes.
Everybody can hear us.
Yeah, and, I hope so.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a lot of guests, and we have more, a plethora lined up coming up, but it's always fun once in a while to have a show where we can give Phil, you know, quality Phil, a call and chat with him a little bit and catch up on some of this. And is Phil on the line right now? Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how are you doing, Dixie?
Oh, I'm doing great. And how about you on this beautiful sunny day? And you're not out at the golf course.
No, I'm not. I'm at work.
Well, Phil, sound a little happier, okay?
Well, I'm happy about it. You know, I'm doing fine. And
okay.
People always want to know when I'm retiring, you know. And I don't know when that'll happen.
You know, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. You know, I mean, I know Hunter's taken over, but you have to be there. I mean, what is quality meat without Phil, right?
Without the old guy in the hat? Yeah, that's right.
And we love that hat, by the way. And even your flip phone. Although when I want to text you, it does cause me a little thought, negative thought about your flip phone. But
my flip phone? Are you making fun of my flip phone again?
Yes, I am,
she
Phil.
Is.
I will say it. For those of you just tuning in, Phil Emerson is our early morning guest here, early show guest. Phil is at Quality Meats at 340 North Avenue. I mean, who doesn't know where Quality Meats is? My gosh. Once again, how long is it? I know is it 70, what, 5 years?
Well, I haven't worked it out. Whatever it is, 1946.
Okay.
Was when my dad started the business. But, you know, the one kind of interesting thing is that I was thinking about it. You know, Grand Junction must really be growing because about, I don't know, maybe 20%, maybe more of our customers are come in and they say they're new to the area.
Terrific.
And they're looking for a good butcher shop or a good meat shop.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It's just amazing to me how many people come in and do that.
Well, you know what? And they can even get their picture taken with the guy with the hat.
That's right. That's right.
Phil.
I don't know what good that is, but it...
Well, listen, Nakona did the math.
You're going into your 78th year if you opened in 46.
Oh, wow.
Holy
well, thank
cow.
You.
And you don't look a day over 60.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's 15 years different than I really am. But my birthday's coming up, and
okay.
I'm going to be 75.
Oh, my gosh. When is your birthday?
July 25th.
July 25th. We'll have to remember that. Nakona.
Yes.
You know, bake him a cake or something like that.
We could do that.
But Phil, it's fun having you on the show. And I know you have a lot to chat about, but I want you and Nakona to know that today is Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day plus Lima Bean Respect Day.
Pay them some respect.
Yeah.
I guess.
Lima beans want respect. And today is the day to it. So are you into lima beans at all?
You know, if I were stranded on a desert island and all there was lima beans, I'd eat lima beans. No, I'm not really a fan.
Okay.
I'm more of the fan of the pineapple upside down cake.
Yes. And they tell me that, you know, it's been enjoyed since the early 1900s. when they were using, of course, cast iron skillets, which a lot, and I mean a lot of people still do, and they are becoming popular again. They kind of go in cycles. But, yes, and the Dole Pineapple Company sponsored a contest for pineapple recipes because they wanted people to start using the canned pineapple.
Ah.
And they received over, 2,500 recipes, and guess what won? The pineapple upside down cake.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you didn't know you should know so much about pineapple.
I didn't know that. I'm feeling better about my knowledge.
Okay.
Right. Now, thank you.
Okay. So, moving on. Okay, here we are. Beautiful spring day. Couldn't get over all of those yard sales going on. Everybody in a good mood, and it's going to be a gorgeous day today. I guess they're having snow up in the mountains, and even had to call off over on the other side of the mountain the Rockies game last night because of weather. But here we are in the banana belt, and it's beautiful out. So what do you suggest, Phil, about what to
smoking
grill?
Or barbecuing? That's what I would suggest.
Smoking or barbecuing, okay.
And so I jotted down a few things for barbecuing or smoking.
Okay.
One of them is something that we never really talk about, and that is pork belly or fresh side. People, it is a very popular item, because people can come in and they can make burnt ends, pork burnt ends, with them. You could make your own bacon. You season it up and you slice it, and you could put your own favorite seasonings, your pepper, or make it spicy if you want. But, some people want to get away from nitrates and nitrites.
Yes.
And they have a tough time finding a decent bacon that's free of nitrates and nitrites.
Sure.
And so I always say, well, make your own. And I go, oh, I never thought of that. Well, do. And you can pan fry it.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
The best way would be to smoke it.
Oh, yes.
And then thin slice it, and you have your own bacon that's your signature item with your favorite seasonings, and you don't have to put up with something that you don't really care. Somebody, I don't want honey, or I don't want this or that.
Sure.
So you make your own. And we have some really good pork belly, fresh side. It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
So you can do that, and that is a really hot item right now. So,
is it really?
Pardon me?
It really is becoming more popular again, right? I mean, Fred remembered, out on the Burmeister grandma's farm many years ago, he remembers pork belly. And I'll tell him, hey, you need to whip up some bacon with one. Now, have you done that? Have you done that?
Well, you're an Iowa girl.
Yes.
That's the home of the pork.
It is.
That's their state animal, I believe. Isn't it?
I think it is. I do think it is. But Nakona's going to look it up, I think. But well, listen, we have to get ready for a break, and when we come back, I want you to tell us how you make bacon out of pork belly, what you like to put on it, and more, more springtime ideas, because I can smell the grills and the smokers throughout the valley, and so it's time to get busy and try something new, as you just suggested. So stick with us. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, America Local Events, this is Let's Go. Palisade Bluegrass Bash continues all throughout the weekend with more than 20 acts appearing in multiple locations, and it's all free. CMU Theater presents Three Sisters. The Anton Chekhov play is running this entire weekend with evening and matinee performances. And on the way this Tuesday, Harmony Acres Equestrian Center has their community impact event and luncheon at the Doubletree Hotel Event Center. You can purchase tickets right now at harmonyacresec.org. That's Let's Go. For more, go to our website.
Breeze Airways now offers two new nonstop flights from Grand Junction Regional Airport. Western Slope residents can now enjoy seriously nice flights to Orange County and San Francisco. Be nice to yourself and book now at flybreeze.com.
Hi, this is Sean with Curbside Cleaners, and we clean windows. If you hire us to power wash the exterior of your house or business, you'll save $2 on each exterior window cleaning. Let us be your one-stop shop for all your exterior cleaning needs. Visit CurbsideCleaners.com to find out which of our many services are right for you.
For more than 80 years, the Colorado River District has worked to safeguard drinking water supplies for West Slope communities. They support hunters and anglers by maintaining river levels in times of drought. And they stand up for farmers and ranchers that put food on our tables. Because this is your water, these are your rivers, and this is your Colorado River District. Learn more at coloradoriverdistrict.org.
There's nearly 678,290,000 kids under five around the world. But what's so important about being five? A lot, it turns out. Children who live to age five are twice as likely to reach adulthood. That's why vaccines matter so much. For 40 years, Rotary and partners have delivered vaccines globally. Like here, and even here. Impressive, right? But 12.5 million children are still totally unvaccinated. Rotary knows we can find them. Because when Rotary and Indian vaccinators looked for families at bus and train stations, used motorbikes, and trekked house to house, they lowered polio cases by 94%. See? It can be done. And the results are worth it. Let's ensure that all children grow up safe from preventable diseases.
Hearing loss affects about 48 million adults, including 50% of people 75 years or older. Consistent exposure to loud sounds and exposure to a single loud sound can contribute to hearing loss, which if left untreated may increase the risk of health conditions such as dementia. It's important to avoid noisy places, limit the use of earbuds, and wear earplugs if exposure to loud sounds is unavoidable. Eat a healthy diet to provide your ears with nutrients. Get tested and use hearing aids if needed. This has been a message from United Healthcare Hearing, Wish of a Lifetime, from AARP and this station. Learn more at wishofalifetime.org.
There is something wrong with the president,
Sean Hannity.
This is something America is going to have to deal with.
Weekday afternoons at 1, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are back with Nakona and Phil at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. And we decided to have just a fun show today. I mean, all of our shows with all of our guests, but it's always fun to get Phil Emerson from Quality Meats, 340 North Avenue, on the show, and give him a bad time about his flip phone, and we love his hat that he's known for. And now we got it. And now we have an idea from Phil. And Pork Belly, I hope Fred's listening, because he would go, yes, yes, you know, and what a good idea. And we were talking about, as you said, Phil, some people don't want any nitrites or traits in their bacon. And you said, well, make your own. And did they give you kind of a startled look at first? And then when you explain, they go, wow. And you said it's becoming very popular to do so. And you have the pork belly.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of... it's pork belly is popular with a lot of areas. But Korean pork belly recipes are a big deal. It's thin sliced pork belly, and you can Google Korean pork belly recipes, and we have the thin sliced pork belly for doing that. And so that's an issue. That's a thing. And then, of course, the bird ends is very popular.
Sure.
But you can make your own bacon, and you can do it in different methods. You could smoke up the piece of pork belly, and we have them in different sizes. So you don't have to buy a 7-pound pork belly. You could get a 2.5-pound or a 2-pound pork belly and experiment with it a little bit.
That would be the thing to do.
Yeah, it really would. And so you could start with thin slicing it and seasoning it up with pepper or maybe smoked sea salt, something like that. You could put a little cayenne pepper on it if you wanted to do that. Give it a little bite, a little seasoning.
Right.
And then pan fry it.
Okay.
You get out your cast iron skillet and pan fry it.
Let me ask you a question. Could you, you know how a lot of us now put our bacon in the oven at a high temperature, and it doesn't seem to splatter. It's crazy, but it's become a very popular way to do it. Could you do that with your seasoned pork belly slices? Could you lay like you do with other bacon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you say, you mentioned, I thought, can you buy it either way? Can you buy it sliced already? Or just buy, like you said, a 2.5 pound pork belly to get started? Maybe I heard wrong, but I was
No, that's right. We do have it fairly thin sliced. By thin sliced, I'm talking maybe a quarter inch or maybe a little bit less than a quarter inch thick.
Okay.
And so that would be a real thick bacon.
Which is really good. You've got some.
We can do that. And you could start, and it's really a Korean pork belly, thin sliced Korean pork belly. And then all you got to do is season it and put it in a skillet and do it that way.
Okay.
But you could do that, or you could buy the 2.5 pound, 3 pound piece and smoke it up.
Okay.
And
so you have both. You have both. The Korean pork belly, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and then the regular pork belly.
Yeah. The only difference is that the Korean pork belly recipes is thin sliced.
Right. Okay. Okay. And you know what? When they come down to 340 North Avenue to see you today, you're open till 5. When they come down to see you, you will go through this with them again, won't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and make sure they have the instructions, because I can see, as you said, being from Iowa, and my girl Nakona checked, and Iowa is the largest pork producer in
the nation.
And a third of all hogs in this nation are raised in Iowa.
Crazy.
Probably by some of the Burmeister family, because, in fact, there are. And now there's, I think, like the third generation of that family that still are raising them for farmland. And so, yes, you were so right. We in Iowa are the pork and corn state. However, it's difficult for them to say the corn state when you start thinking about some of the other corn grown around here. But we won't hit up on that topic right now, because I have we have sensitive relatives back there on that. But all right. So we're still talking about pork. One thing I love is a thick pork chop, smoked or grilled. What's your advice on doing pork chops?
Well, you know, we do have bone-in or boneless pork chops.
Fred likes the bone-in.
And we take the whole pork loin and we cut it up. Mm-hmm. And another thought, too. But anyway, so you can get, you know, a 1-inch, a 1.5-inch thick pork chop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the deal is, no matter whether it's beef, pork, whatever, the bigger the piece, so thicker the piece of meat that you cook, the juicier it's going to be. It'll retain more of its moisture. And so a quarter-inch thick pork chop is going to be dry and tasteless and all that.
And I think we probably all have had one of those from time to time, and you are so right. Now, it depends upon your grill, I know, but sometimes getting that real good sear on the pork chop and then taking it to the grill, or if you've got a grill.
Yeah.
or if you got a grill that you can turn up the temperature real high and then turn it down. Is that your key to doing that?
I would. I use a little bit of butter.
Okay.
Throw it in a cast iron skillet and get a brown crust.
Right.
And a kind of a little bark, if you will, on each side, and with a little seasonings and all that kind of stuff. But another thought. And,
okay.
People tell me that our pork is wonderful. And the thing is that when you buy pork or you want beef or you buy chicken, you don't need to get something with an ingredients label.
Amen.
If your meat, your pork, your chicken, your beef has an ingredients label, don't do that.
Gotcha.
Don't buy that. Because all you really want is pork or beef or chicken. And if you want to add ingredients like salt or water or any of that, you have salt or water at home. You can
yes,
do that.
You're right. So why pay for that salt
and
water?
The different stores, the retail, that is a way of keeping the price cheap is by adding water to it.
Gotcha.
And then when you smoke it or you cook it or something, well, it shrinks and you got a pool of water that comes out of it. And don't do that.
Don't buy
pork. Whether you buy it from me or you buy it from the store, just buy pork, beef, chicken. You don't need to have something injected into
the real thing. Buy the real thing, and you'll get the real flavor that you're looking for.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people go, oh, cast iron. You know, of course, now they're coming out with nonstick cast iron. I don't know if it works as great, but it is worth having a cast iron skillet like that, don't you think? And I like a deep one so it doesn't mess the stove up if I'm gonna sear. But you could also, but you'd have to make sure, though, that you could get the temperature up high enough to take the cast iron skillet to the grill and sear it if you can get it hot enough. But the key isn't the key, like when you go out to a nice place and you order a good steak or a good pork chop or that, isn't it that they sear it at such a high temperature for such a short time, of course, it takes and that's what it gives it that flavor. And your thick pork chops are really good, and I can just now I can just taste them. But the key is another one is not a thin pork chop, like you said, because you take that out and before you know it, it's leather, just like you said.
Yeah, you know, and then the other thing that we've talked about before, you know, my mother, even though she was an Iowa girl too, from Atlantic, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there used to be the thing that grandma had to cook a pork chop to where it had no flavor at all. if you saw a little bit of pink, then it wasn't done. Well,
yes,
you know?
There was that whole thing about safety, too. My father-in-law, back in Iowa years ago, they came to our house, we grilled some thick pork chops, but he gave me a lecture that I should never serve pork in the summer. I think that goes way, way, way back, and pork is handled so well.
That's when they slopped the hogs. They threw the trimmings or the scraps out on the ground, and hog ate it, and it was trichinosis. But those days are gone.
Oh my gosh, they're so gone. And so nutritious pork is, but I know you've got more ideas. I mean, we're just having way too good a time, Nakono.
I know.
And I want you to tell us about your guys.
Yes.
And he's very nice looking, by the way. Your guys' experience with pork belly last year. She has a tip or two. Just one more reference to the pork belly. So stick with this, and then we move on to more Food for Thought.
Spring is in the air, and it's time to hit the road. Trust Southern Tire Mart for brands like Toyo, Yokohama, Bridgestone, and Firestone. Southern Tire Mart has two convenient locations for all your tire needs. Visit us at 794 22 Road in Grand Junction for commercial service, or 410 North Avenue, your one-stop shop for full mechanic service and alignments. Southern Tire Mart, we keep America rolling.
Do you have a Breeze Air evaporative cooler or any brand and need to get it ready for summer? Haining Home Services has all your swamp cooler parts in stock. Pads, pumps, belts, motors, Breeze Air screens, and more. And check out Haining's fully stocked parts warehouse, ready to help you with any DIY project that needs HVAC and plumbing parts. Haining Home Services, now located off 23 Road at 2309 Grand Park Drive and online at HainingPlumbing.com.
Haining Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing. Call 242-4429.
Your one-of-a-kind wood furniture deserves some extra love. Redlands Upholstery can repair and restore your wood furniture. You'll love the look of your newly restored wood pieces. Call Redlands Upholstery, 970-242-5697, or visit redlandsupholstery.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny Sunday, Grand Junction, 79, Moab, 81. Mostly clear overnight, 50. Mostly sunny and breezy Monday, 84.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is working through debates in a rare weekend session, voting on a $95 billion aid package, foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. House Foreign Affairs Committee member Congressman Gary Connolly says it is essential the U.S. supply more military aid to Ukraine, as they are also representing Western and U.S. values in their battle against Russia. The Senate would still need to approve the measures in coming days if they are passed. President Biden has already promised to sign the package. This month's unprecedented direct attacks between Iran and Israel, revealing deeper insights into both militaries. Experts say Friday's apparent precision strike by Israel deep into Iran demonstrates Israel's military dominance on almost all fronts. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
And we have breaking news.
Keep up.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
With what happens next.
Issue executive orders.
Push through his agenda.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And welcome back to Food for Thought. Nakona's over there real quickly adjusting all the controls. 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. Mm-hmm. I just like that so much.
I know.
We're on both. And we're on, also, they replay the program on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock.
And streaming and all kinds of stuff.
Phil's on the line. But one thing I want to remind everybody is we had such success at the Honeybee Festival, and Phil might be very interested in this, about the seeded honey that I experimented with, and everybody loved it, and everybody's coming up with ideas. We'll probably have to have a call-in show on all those people who are going to try all. You know, they all came up with ideas, and I know they go, seeded honey, what is that? Well, it's adding, I mean, just think about chia seeds, poppy seeds, sesame seeds, both colors of sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, which I love adding to it, by the way, and everybody did. And then we had fun because I added to honey all of this combination, and then I took one and we added some onion and garlic flakes to make it savory. And I'll tell you what, serving that on a sharp cheese is an appetizer. And we came up with all different kinds of ideas. And Phil, I think seeded honey would go with some of those meats that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know, we do have local honey.
Yes. And of course, we use local honey.
It is, we get rave reviews. And then, I mean, everybody thinks, I guess it's true, I don't know, that local honey, you take local honey, for your allergies.
Right. And, you know, I think there's something to it. You know, they have not tested it over a long period of time to see. And so, excuse me, a lot of the experts will say, probably not. But you know what? So many people swear by it. And if it's helping, hey, take it. Besides, you're getting something really delicious. But yes, I know a lot of people take local honey for that fact. Because it being local, the bees make the honey from the local plants around here. And I tell you what, honey, and make sure if you see a real economical, low priced honey, you better check the label. Because you know what you were saying about labels, Phil? You were saying with meat, make sure you're just getting the meat and you can add the other stuff. Well, with honey, it could be honey flavored. And then you'll see that whole list, you know, because when you look at local honey and good honey, you will see that what is in it is honey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, honey sauce, you know, is another one, you know, that.
Yeah, exactly.
You go, well, and you look and there's some honey in it, but there's other stuff.
Right. Right, right. And I tell you what, I did one with sunflower seeds. I added a few sesame seeds and some poppy seeds. One time I used a recipe that I did find. I guess seeded honey has been popular in European countries for a long time, but not over here. And it's gaining in popularity. But one recipe that I decided to try had 5 different seeds in it, and it was too many seeds. It really was. And so, but we had fun. People said, oh, throw some garlic in there or throw some. And so we did, you know, another variety or two to taste. But seeded honey, and, you know, you have seafood, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
But before I get into the seafood.
Okay.
Something that occurred to me is up in the Northwest, one of the things that they have that you almost can't find anywhere else, kind of a local thing, is honey garlic spare ribs. So when I was up in the Northwest, up in Washington, Bellingham area, we would go up to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we would go to this Oriental restaurant, and it was all you could eat honey garlic spare ribs, you know, and it has been a lifelong goal ever since then to come up with a duplicate that taste that I could get at this restaurant in Vancouver for honey garlic spare ribs. And I can't do it. I it's so frustrating. I've tried different things. But honey garlic spare ribs is to die for.
Okay, we're putting that out to all our listeners. Is anybody out there? And I will bet there's somebody out there, if not more, that has an idea of how they do that. Now, were the ribs, do you know, were they dry rubbed and then served with a honey sauce, honey garlic sauce? What did they have, like a honey garlic barbecue sauce or whatever they call it?
Yeah, you know, I got online and I found this lady that said that her husband loved these honey garlic spurs from Vancouver, British Columbia. I thought, oh my God, this is it, you know.
Yes.
And I followed the recipe as best I could. I thought, and they really weren't very close.
Gotcha.
But it was you baked the spare ribs, the riblets is really what they were. You cut them into bite-sized riblets.
Okay.
And then you baked them in the oven with honey garlic, and it had oyster sauce and fish.
Okay, sure.
Juice or fish juice, I'm pretty sure.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good, because I don't.
Okay.
And it was okay, but it wasn't it. And so I'm still in a quest for the world's best honey garlic spare ribs.
Okay. Well, you got to get down and tell Phil if you know how, so we, and then we can share it with everybody. That's kind of like, I mean, this is totally different, but you know what a Made Right is.
I love Made Right.
Oh, I do too. And they originated, of course, in Iowa. And that's beef, by the way.
Yeah.
There's beef in Iowa too. But, you know, everybody, years and years ago, I wrote an article about it. And my dad, whenever that we'd go back to Iowa, it was, we have to go to, you know, and get a Made Right or two. And he found a place in Minnesota where he fished too, also. But, sometimes we have them here. But I guess they really had a Made Right shop here. But everybody's trying to figure out the sauce. And I can tell you, we did find one. And I should put that on the website. Because, by the way, I put all the recipes I had on the Honeybee Festival. Max is going to get those up. If they're not up by today, they'll be up early next week. Getting back to that, sometimes you have something like that and you're just taken with it, and you can't ever replicate it. And maybe this is one of those, Phil. You know.
It could well be.
It could well be
that I'm just never going to come up with the duplicates that this restaurant in Vancouver had. I don't know.
That is something. And of course, I want to tell you, Phil, Janie Van Winkle is going to be on a future show. You're selling her ground beef.
Yes.
And I would imagine that is moving quite well.
Yeah. And she promotes us. I mean, she was on Facebook this morning.
There you go.
Promoting her ground beef and telling where people could get the Van Winkle 85% to 90% lean ground beef.
There you go.
And we do carry it. We almost can't keep it in.
So there you go. But I knew you would find that interesting. You know, we've been trying to get a Saturday when she can come in, and we finally found one. And so it'll be in early June, but she will be here, and it's very interesting. And I love the way you two, you know, are supporting each other and local and the whole thing that we've been talking about so much, in addition to, like, we're talking about local honey and how better it tastes, you know. And so I am thinking too, I think you sell some barbecue sauces, or if you have a favorite one that you make, if you're making one, try sweetening it with honey instead of sugar. I did that also, Phil, with some whipping cream, which I know, I don't think you sell whipping cream. I know you sell cheese and eggs, and by the way, that cheese would go good with those seeded honey recipes. And that information about seeded honey will be on 1100knzz.com as well. And so you can read about that and start figuring out. But you have, I was just thinking, I had an old barbecue recipe from one of my first Betty Crocker cookbooks that I got from my mom. And the book fell apart. And so I got rid of it and just got a new one. And guess what? The recipe wasn't in there. And so we're talking about looking for recipes. However, I am finding that substituting honey in a lot of those meat sauces adds a whole new dimension instead of sugar. Hold that thought, because we have to, that's Nakona, you know how she is, Phil. She's always interrupting us, right?
And so, how rude.
And you didn't get to tell us yet about the pork belly that...
That's all right. We'll get to it next time. You know, whenever.
So, but she's got a good tip, and it makes a lot of sense too. And I know Phil wants to know what that is.
I do want to know.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Born to Win program with Ronald Dart is brought to you by Christian Educational Ministries and the Christian Church of God. Please visit us at 3198 E Road in Grand Junction on the corner of E and 32 Road. We meet every Saturday at 11 a.m. and all are welcome. Born to Win is a conservative Bible-based program led by Ronald Dart, who makes complex subjects in the Bible easy to understand. Tune in on Sundays at 7 and 10 a.m. For more information, call 970-263-4014 or visit our website at ccofgod.org. That's ccofgod.org.
Did you know that 50% of baby boomers who move will downsize to be closer to family and reduce their cost of living? Hi, I'm Dave Kimbrough with the Kimbrough team at RE/MAX 4000. Baby boomers average over $200,000 in home equity, and most of the time that money is tax-free. It's time to find your home equity number. Knowing your number has never been easier. Go to myequitynumber.com. That's myequitynumber.com and find out your home equity number today. Listen, I'm not bragging, I'm just applying for a job.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Living in Western Colorado allows me to do one of my favorite things, mountain biking. Whether it's out at Lunch Loops or Kokopelli, I'm always on the lookout for the best single track to ride. In the past, those with disabilities were unable to experience the great outdoors. Colorado Discover Ability is changing that. By providing adaptive recreation equipment and instilling confidence in others, people of all abilities can experience the outdoors like everyone else. Learn more at cdagj.org.
NBC Grand Radio shares this message to support our community.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When you don't know, checking in is how to stay in the know.
To provide us the information we need.
News Radio 1100.
To understand all of the facts.
KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back here at Food for Thought, 1100 KNZZ, AM 92.7 FM, with our special guest, Phil Emerson from Quality Meats, where they put the Q in quality. And Phil, you know, we were going to have you on for a segment or two. Well, of course, what happened? We couldn't.
Appreciate it, though, Dixie. It's wonderful being on your program, honestly.
Well, thank you. And it's so much fun. And we learn and you learn. And now we're both getting a tip from Miss Nakona from Delta, Colorado, now a Palisade resident.
Yes. I wouldn't say it's a fully a tip other than the fact it's more of an observation because we haven't tried it again. But my boyfriend did buy a pork belly. He wanted to try it so bad and he seasoned it.
This was last year.
It was last fall. He seasoned it up. You know, everything was fine. I actually didn't get to taste it. It was like kind of a boys' weekend and I was busy. And so he and his dad and stepdad and cousin made it together and whatever. And apparently it turned out a little too salty. So he had over-seasoned but didn't mean to, but didn't realize how much of the natural salt flavor that was already going to be in there. You know, I mean, maybe he did. He kind of did.
Perhaps he had one of those pork bellies that had salt and water added.
That already just, it's possible. I'm not sure.
What do you say, Phil? I kind of think so.
Yeah, that's, when she said that was my immediate thing that I think it already had salt solution added.
Yep, it must
so
have.
So now I have now a tip. Now we know. I have a knit tip. Buy the pork belly at Quality Meats.
Only buy it from Phil. I got it.
Only you, Phil. You know, would I bring that story up? Because, you know, you wouldn't say, well, Nakona, you didn't buy. But that's true.
Yep.
That's true.
You got to know what you're
look
looking
at the label.
For. And
look
I'm not
the,
sure if yeah. he was his first one. You know, he
of
just
course,
looked up a little research and just went for it and followed some ideas online, you know, on how to season and how to, you know, how long to let it sit. Yeah, but yeah. Just a little too salty, he said. So.
Yes. Yes. Well, now, Phil, I'm kind of anxious to taste some of that pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
Would he do that if we got him some? Would
you know
he
I think
smoke
he
it up or cook it up or whatever?
And he has the smoker, so I would think he would. Because he's from Iowa, his relatives are major pork people, and he loves, and
he
he's talked
no
about
choice.
Pork belly before, you know. And we should get Fred, and you can throw some advice in there, Phil.
Well, if you want to swing by, you know, after the program,
okay.
I'll hand some through the window of your car or something.
do you have a Dixie drive up?
And have Fred.
I will do that.
Do something.
I will do that. And that.
Okay.
And you know what? That gives him something fun to do. I think he would really like it. And and then we can report on it.
Yeah.
And,
do.
You know, we'll have to have you taste it and see how it goes.
Well, so, yeah, it goes without saying. I've got to have a sample.
Yes, okay. And I do want to remind everyone, and if that works, then we can put it on our website.
Okay.
Because I used to post a lot of recipes, and I want to do it again. And we're starting with the Palisade International Honey Bee Festival banana bread that I did with honey and oats, by the way, rolled oats, and whole wheat flour and unbleached flour, and all honey for sweetener, no other sugar added. And in fact, it turned out so good that, you know, I don't know if Mom's listening up there with Dad, but he said it was almost tied with my mom's banana bread. But
wow.
Yeah, right, right. And then how to make that honey whipped cream, and how to make a honey butter, too. Make your own honey butter if you wanted to put that on there. And more about the whipped cream later, because I've done all kinds of things with that. But I just wanted to remind you that you'll be able to get those recipes and tips on seeded honey and that whipped cream and the recipe for the banana bread. And I included one other recipe, too, for a salad made with a dressing that uses honey in. But that, too, Phil, if you whip up, you know, any kind of salad dressing at home for those steak salads, if it calls for sugar, use honey. And you start out using a little less honey, and usually, you know, in recipes for like salad dressings, they don't call for a whole lot of sugar. So start out adding just a little bit of honey, and then you can, of course, do it to your taste. But it adds a special touch and flavor, and that will do that, I swear, to sauces that you make for your meat, Phil.
Well, you know, the other thought was that. Combining honey and when Fred makes his own bacon or whatever he's going to
yes.
do with his fresh side,
uh-huh.
An item that we sell here is honey bacon. It's
right.
And so it's a little sweeter, and mm-hmm. so you could add brush a little honey over the
yes.
top of your pork slices.
There you go,
pork belly slices, and do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you go through, and by the way, you need to take a trip down to Phil's. You will be amazed at what they will be amazed. You won't, because you know what you got. but it's always amazing to come in and see there. You have so many things, and people will go, "What? He has eggs, you know, from the farm, and he has cheese, and you have twice baked potatoes, and so many things that you will discover when you get down there, and a lot of local products. And Phil, though, I am sorry that you're not going to give attention to the lima bean like it deserves the respect.
Yeah, I know. I apologize to the National Lima Bean Association people, but I'm not a fan.
I haven't had a pineapple upside down cake, which today is the national day, if you're just tuning in. I hope you're not just tuning in because you're tuning in about time to say goodbye, but hope you'll join us again. And, Phil, I want to thank you. We are out of time already. Who knew?
Okay, come by. I'm going to...
I will come by.
You can pull in the parking lot. I'll hand it in through the window, and you can be off to your next event.
Okay. Well, we are babysitting our grand dog, so that's a big challenge for me. I'll tell you more about that, too, next week. So thanks again, Phil, and have a great weekend. And get out there, take a walk.